speed inflation, new cars and trucks see biggest price hikes since 1975, used car prices up 31%. By John Carney on December 10, 2021. The cost of driving in America is accelerating, and not just because gas prices are up 60% from last year. The prices of new cars and trucks jumped a seasonally adjusted 1.4% in October and another 1.2% in November. Data from the Department of Labor's Consumer Price Index showed Friday. Compared with a year ago, prices are up 11.1%. That's the fastest annual pace of inflation for vehicles since 1975. In fact, there has not been a double-digit increase in vehicle inflation since the 1970s. The Consumer Price Index rose 6.8% in November, the highest rate of inflation in four decades. The cost of goods apart from food and energy rose 9.4% on an annual basis. The price of durable goods, those expected to last 3 years or longer, jumped 14.9%, the fastest pace on record going back to 1957. Even the monthly gains are extraordinary. Prior to this year, vehicle prices had never risen by more than 1% for two consecutive months since the early 1980s. In fact, they only rose by more than 1% in a single month in 2009 when they saw a price jump after the Obama-era Cash for Clunkers program kicked off. Used car prices are accelerating even more. The price index for used cars and trucks jumped 2.6% in November, bringing the annual increase to 31.4%. Apart from this summer, when inflation pushed prices up 45% year over year, this is the highest gain since 1975. Used car prices have now been showing year over year increases of more than 20% for 7 months in a row, the longest running bout of used car inflation ever recorded. When used car prices jumped last spring, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and Biden administration officials were quick to claim that price increases would be short-lived or even reverse in the months ahead. And when used car prices dipped in August, Powell was quick to declare victory. Used car prices, for example, appear to have stabilized. Indeed, some price indicators are beginning to fall. If that continues, as many analysts predict, then used car prices will soon be pulling measured inflation down, as they did for much of the past decade, Powell said in a speech in August at the Kansas City Fed's annual monetary policy conference in Jackson Hole. As it turned out, it was the respite from inflation was short-lived, and the only stabilization that has occurred has been a steady rate of rising prices. Prices declined in August and September but then began climbing again. Even before seasonal adjustments, prices rose 2.5% in each of October and November. The seasonal adjustments push these up 0.1 of a point for each month.